It's time for us to travel the country, but more than that, to say bom dia to tourists coming from Portugal.
Tourism Tuesdays is made possible by South African Tourism.
We're now joined by South Africa's ambassador to Portugal, Mamokwena Gaoretelelwe. Good morning.
Good morning, Lerato. Bon dia.
Thank you. Thanks for coming through. All right, so let's talk about, you know, obviously as South Africa's ambassador, you've got a wide mandate how you represent the country on a variety of platforms and issues. But tourism seems to be something quite special and important to you. Tell us why.
Tourism is one of the vehicles that we use as South African government to address the economic recovery and again, so that to promote the country.
All right. So this is about creating opportunities for South Africans, South African businesses, South African young people in the network of tourism and hospitality businesses. Okay. And that's why it's important to you. What's the general perception that Portuguese people have of South Africa?
Well, we have very strong, warm ties between the two countries. Mm-hmm. And I must say the Portuguese people like South Africa simply because one of the factors is that we have more than 700,000 Portuguese diaspora in South Africa, and some of them have been there for generations.
Okay, so this is an extension of those family ties when they come to South Africa.
Exactly.
All right, so could you share with us some of the prominent projects or even initiatives that are being spearheaded to encourage tourism to South Africa?
Well, we use the travel markets that we have. We participate in the Portugal International Tourism Show called BTL, which means Bolsa de Turismo. The embassy, in conjunction with South African Tourism, promotes South Africa as a long-haul destination of choice with a stand at the BTL.
Uh-huh.
This event provides for meetings with various travel stakeholders and for the public to visit the South African stand. We have partners who are local Portuguese tour operators who sell South Africa. We always invite them to be part of our stand to promote the destination South Africa.
Oh,
and we often have a South African entertainer, one or two, at the stand, which brings the Portuguese public up closer and personal with the country's dance and music. It creates a vibe on our stand.
Mm. Okay, that's fantastic. Mm. And I'm sure, you know, Portuguese people love their cuisine. They love festivities. So when South Africans bring that vibe, I think it will resonate well with them. Let's talk about the IGTM show that's currently taking place in Portugal. Will you be participating, and how does your participation help to advance the plans of promoting tourism in the country and your objectives, your passions as an ambassador?
Well, Lerato, first of all, let me say tourism has always been my passion from when I was in the board of the tourism in the Northwest, and that being the chairperson of the board, the tourism board in the province. I think with the golf, it is one of those important sport tourism sector that we have, and to that end, we are focused on bringing families and other income individuals to South Africa and golf as an attractive holiday option for traveling businessmen and upper income individuals, as I already said. The embassy facilitates a familiarization tour, which we call FemTrip, for the prominent Portuguese golf journalist and bloggers to promote South Africa.
Okay.
In the past years, we had a golf journalist that came to South Africa as part of the FemTrip. And there were articles in the magazines which were very positive. We got a good write-up, and the response was very positive.
Okay. So, Ambassador, I mean, you speak so passionately. Are you a golfer yourself?
Unfortunately, I'm not. Maybe I should start.
I'm not a golfer, I have to admit. Okay, but then I'm taking it, you know, for the international golf travel market to be taking place in Portugal, there must be a market for golf as a sport. And South Africa's obviously got prominent golf courses. I'm thinking of Fan Court and many of the others, designed by Gary Player, by Ernie Els, out in George. So there is a synergy between golf and tourism and attracting tourists to come and play some of these amazing courses. In the Portuguese market, is there a sense of, are people appreciative of that?
Indeed, Lerato, there is. To that effect, the Portuguese has got a lot of good golf courses, and most of them are concentrated in the south of Portugal, which is in the Algarve, which is a tourist mega for the country. Mm. So there are more of the good golf courses there. And golf is as well important, and they always have different golf events.
Okay, I understand. So let's talk about, other ways to promote the country, because it's not just in the sphere of tourism. There are many other things that have to be done to help to improve South Africa's image and promote South Africa's image to the international audience and tourists, for lack of a better word. Could you shed light on the work you're doing and collaboration with other government departments too?
Yes, the embassy is constantly working on promoting a positive message to the people of Portugal, focusing on a number of areas of cooperation between the two countries. The most important areas currently are bilateral political ties in trade and investment, tourism, of course, and very importantly, science and technology. Then we're working through our department, the Department of International Relations and Cooperation. The embassy links up with the relevant South African departments to promote cooperation through the signing of agreements or MOUs, as well as to facilitate visits and exchange of skills and knowledge. For example, this coming month, we're going to have a committee of public accounts from one of our provinces coming to the regional government of Madeira to exchange expertise and knowledge.
All right.
So we find a very useful tool for the embassy is of course our Facebook page, which has proven to be successful in spreading positive information on South Africa, not only to the Portuguese population, but also decision makers. Mm. The activities of the missions are widely promoted, and feedback is always very positive.
Okay, that's encouraging for us to hear that the feedback is positive. Do you have any data in terms of Portuguese visitors to South Africa? I know that we always think that the largest contingent of travellers, the cohort, is the United States, Germany, the United Kingdom. We seldom talk about Portuguese visitors and the numbers. Do you have the data?
Yes, definitely. And first of all, I must say, because of the scourge of the COVID-19, there has been a lull in travel throughout the world, and Portugal was not different. But one positive thing for Portugal is that most of the Portuguese that travel between Portugal and South Africa some of them have dual citizenships. But the numbers, the figures are improving. Just to give you the some of the statistics, in 2020, when the COVID started up to 2022, we had in 2020 only 7,000. Remember, Lorato, Portugal is a small country of just 10 million people. Mm. Then in 2021, we had 591 because of the impact of the COVID. 2022, the figures are rising. We have 10,178. And 2023, up to August, is 12,879. It shows a very positive growth. And some of the traveling, the statistics are not reflected because of this effect of the dual citizenship.
So
a lot of traveling between the two countries. So those are the figures that are not reported on than what we have here.
Okay, so when you mean the dual citizenship, so those people who have a Portuguese passport and a South African passport, when they land in South Africa, they produce the South African passport. So we think they are South Africans. We're not counting them as tourists from Portugal.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, I get it. And so you're saying the numbers generally, for us to get a sense, they've grown from 10,178 to 12,879 in recent years. Okay.
Yes, up to August this year.
All right. And do we know why they are traveling, for leisure or for business, and obviously to see family as well?
They are to see family, for leisure, for business as well, because we have a number of companies that have invested in South Africa.
Okay, so there are those three categories.
Yes.
Okay, family, leisure, which counts as the same almost, and business as well in investment purposes. And do you think, from your perspective, do you see anything that says that there's a move from leisure travel to business ventures and investments, or vice versa? People who initially came for business then say, oh, I want to go back and just have fun.
It's both ways. Some go for leisure and then start exploring the business opportunities. Some go for business and start exploring the leisure possibilities and go back just to see more of South Africa, because they would go into one place. Then they realize that, oh, this is a viable destination for a holiday, and they would go back for a holiday. We for example, we had in 2018 the youth choir that went to South Africa when South Africa hosted the International Youth Choir. And after that, the choir was as well given an opportunity to visit, to do a safari in the Pilansberg Park. Then when they came back, some of the parents became interested into going to South Africa after the kids told them as to what they have seen, the animals in their natural habitat. So it promoted the whole destination, and most of them go, they want to see and experience what their children have experienced during their visit for the music competition.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, and as we say goodbye to you, Ambassador, could you give me a sense of what's the feedback you get when people have visited South Africa, whether they've come on business, whether they've come as tourists, whether they've just engaged the work that you do in the embassy and the official visits. What is the feedback when people have seen South Africa, have touched the ground in South Africa?
Well, interestingly, it is a very humbling experience to interact with those people, because the first thing that they would say is, oh, but your country is beautiful. And then they'll name the places that they've been, and either on business, on conference, or in whatever. So they are very positive.
Oh, and they love the beauty. Well, do enjoy.
They love the beauty.
Yeah, do enjoy Portugal. I've been once. It was very, very, very. It was just lovely to see. Especially a lot of the cities that are built on sort of terraced hills as well. So those cobblestone roads, it's a beautiful part of the world where you are as well. And so do enjoy it. And we look forward to seeing you when you're back home with legions of Portuguese tourists.
Thank you. Thank you, Lorato. We are trying our best to popularize our destination, to make it the prime destination in the Southern Hemisphere.
Thank you so much to Her Excellency, South Africa's Ambassador to Portugal, Mamokwena Gao-Retelelui, talking to us, I think, from Lisboa.
Tourism Tuesdays was made possible by South African Tourism.